Well, the National Parole Board will hold a hearing in British Columbia today for convicted murderer Brian Doyle of St. John's. In 2003, he pleaded guilty to second-degree murder in connection with the 1991 death of Catherine Carroll. He was sentenced to life in prison without chance of parole for 18 years. Now, Greg Parsons, who was Catherine Carroll's son, originally charged and convicted in connection with that murder. He was eventually cleared because of DNA evidence and was supposed to be at today's parole hearing in British Columbia for Doyle, but can't be there because the parole board has shut down the public from going in because of COVID-19. I reached Parsons at his home in St. John's.
Mr. Parsons, you're supposed to be in British Columbia for a parole hearing this week, but obviously, given everything that's going on, you're not. How does that make you feel?
I'm just so frustrated with the whole ordeal. The world has gone through a pandemic that has never been seen before. The parole board is basically telling me that the victims have to have their hearings within 6 months of the application or it's an infringement on their rights. What about the victims' rights? Like, I have a right to be there to stand up to my mom's killer.
Yeah, you've done this before, right?
I have done it 2 years ago. I flew up to BC. He's staying in the William Head Institute, and I encourage your listeners to Google it. The William Head Institute is known as Club Fed in Canada. It's on the coast of BC. It is surrounded by water on three sides. The gates are opened. They do a theater show every year. It's actually the first thing on YouTube. If you type in William Head Institute, YouTube shows the theater production, and they say how the prisoners are busy sewing their costumes and writing their lines, and they got a private beach there, tennis courts. He's got his own apartment in a building. He's after getting married in prison. He's got more rights and freedoms than most Canadians.
What have you been carrying around with you over the last almost three decades?
I'm the one truly been punished for this whole 29 years. It took me 7 years before I was acquitted, but it took 12 years to find him. He was running around free for 12 years. I was still wearing the mask of a murderer.
Yet you did manage to move on with your life somewhat. You're with the same lady you were with many years ago at the time of this. You have a family. You've got a good career. How did you manage to pull that off?
The biggest thing is my family, my wife, Tina, and my boys. My son is a firefighter now as well, even though I had been convicted and out on bail. We got married. We had a child, and thank God for science. The DNA showed that it wasn't me, so we just went on with our life.
How do you feel? I mean, is it anger? Is it frustration with the justice system?
Well, the biggest frustration that I had, Fred, is before Bob Johnson passed away, years before he passed away now, he released the Mr. Big sting to me. It's 4 hours long, and the confession when they finally got him. And basically, as I said, the victim impact statement, he admits to leaving a party, taking someone else's shoes, going to mom's house to cover his tracks, going back to the party, replacing the shoes, lying down where everyone was drunk for an hour to get an alibi. He hid the murder weapon, cleaned up the crime scene. This is not the work of a second-degree murder. This should have been put to a jury. If anyone was convicted or charged for a crime that they did years before, and all they got to do is say to the Crown, "Oh, I was drunk and stoned. Oh, well, as long as you were drunk and stoned, I'll take your word for it." That's not how it works. This should have been put to a judge or a jury on a first-degree murder trial. So that is one of my biggest disappointments. And when it comes to the public inquiry that they had here for me, that was just a big sham. I'm so disappointed in legal representation. They were the ones that wanted that public inquiry. But this should have went to trial. I'm just so sick of this whole justice system.
Eventually, Brian Doyle will be released from prison, and possibly soon. How does that make you feel?
Words can't describe it. I just feel so scared and intimidated. As I said, I fear for the community. When he was in jail down here, he allegedly tried to put a $3,500 hit on my family to burn us out in our sleep. and the RNC were obligated to inform me of this. And a couple of months later, they phoned me back and said, yeah, we're not going to charge him. We don't have enough evidence. And I said to him, it never stopped you in the past. And I will be looking, I'm looking to have that hit that was put on my family. I am going to put a complaint into the police complaint commission and see if I can have it reviewed by a different police department.
But today that hearing will take place and you won't be there.
No, I won't.
But you want to be there.
I want to be there more than anything. I want to face my mom's killer.
Mr. Parsons, good luck. Thanks for chatting with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Fred.